Hello. I have lived in Washington, D.C. for a long time now, and I have done a lot. I feel that I know this city pretty well. Wait, that's the wrong way. Where is it again? Excuse me, can I help you? Have we met before?
I don't think so. I've just flown in from Boston. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean. I'm Anna. I really feel like we've met before. Anyway, how can I help?
I want to see an interesting museum, but I don't know which one.
I can help with that. I've lived in Washington, D.C. a long time. I think I've seen all the museums.
Wow, thanks. So tell me, which museums are good?
Well, they are all good, but they're all different. There are science museums, and history museums, and art and culture museums.
I want to see an unusual museum.
I like the sculpture garden. Have you ever seen sculptures in a garden? It is really artistic.
I have never seen a garden of sculptures. I'll write that on my list.
Have you been to the Museum of the American Indian? I've visited that museum many times. It is very peaceful.
I have always liked American Indian culture. I'll put that on my list. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, if you like plants, you can visit the U.S. Botanic Gardens. It's very organic.
I have always loved plants. I'll write that on my list too. Wow, you know so much about DC's museums.
Well, I have lived here for over a year.
You're so lucky to live in such a beautiful city filled with so many museums.
Hello. I have lived in Washington, D.C. for a long time now, and I have done a lot. I feel that I know this city pretty well. Wait, that's the wrong way. Where is it again? Excuse me, can I help you? Have we met before?
I don't think so. I've just flown in from Boston. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean. I'm Anna. I really feel like we've met before. Anyway, how can I help?
I want to see an interesting museum, but I don't know which one.
I can help with that. I've lived in Washington, D.C. a long time. I think I've seen all the museums.
Wow, thanks. So tell me, which museums are good?
Well, they are all good, but they're all different. There are science museums, and history museums, and art and culture museums.
I want to see an unusual museum.
I like the sculpture garden. Have you ever seen sculptures in a garden? It is really artistic.
I have never seen a garden of sculptures. I'll write that on my list.
Have you been to the Museum of the American Indian? I've visited that museum many times. It is very peaceful.
I have always liked American Indian culture. I'll put that on my list. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, if you like plants, you can visit the U.S. Botanic Gardens. It's very organic.
I have always loved plants. I'll write that on my list too. Wow, you know so much about DC's museums.
Well, I have lived here for over a year.
You're so lucky to live in such a beautiful city filled with so many museums.
I think when we're thinking about the environment as a topic, we tend to think about pollution and that sort of thing. And then a secondary sort of thought, maybe the one that comes second, or the effect of that is the effect that we see on animals and their environment. You know, I think we think about our environment first, and then we think about the environment of animals and... You know, the one has a massive effect on the other, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, there's many, many extinct species, many species in danger of extinction right now, and we're focusing more on, you know, we focus more on global warming and things like that on the for our future generations, like you said, for our children and our grandchildren and things like that, without thinking about all the animals that are, well, endangered, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... It's like when you think about the rainforest being destroyed, there's sort of two elements to that. There's the fact that we're losing all of these plants, and that has a negative effect on the planet as a whole in terms of oxygen and all that kind of thing. But there's also the fact that, you know, destroying these huge bits of forest means that we're destroying the habitat of so many animals.
Well, actually, some... conservation groups now are taking animals into captivity to protect them.
Yeah.
And there's some, I don't know which ones, but some sort of rare species of cats and orangutans and things like that have been taken into captivity to allow them to breed and to stop them being killed by, you know, loggers and people cutting down the rainforests.
And it's unbelievable how quickly it's happened when you watch documentaries or whatever about animals and what's happening to their habitat. That I watched one about tigers, and the way that the number of animals had decreased, when you looked at the time scale, it was recent years that it just gone down so dramatically. You know, we've had a devastating effect in a really short period of time.
But it's difficult to know which of the, you know, which of these things are natural fluctuations in, you know, in animal, in habitat and in animal numbers.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, most of them, things like tigers, you know.
Well, they've just been hunted and mainly, well, recent years more by some countries that use them for medicine,
yeah, yeah.
Without naming any, but, you know, they're, I think, the main culprit with tigers at the moment. But, yeah, they need protecting.
Certainly do. It would be a very sad place. I think it's just, imagine something becoming extinct is quite incredible. That's never going to walk the earth again. Irreversible.
Yeah. No, it's very sad. Like the dodo. And the Tasmanian tiger.
I thought you were going to say Tasmanian devil then. I was going to say, oh, don't tell me Tasmanian devils are extinct.
No, but it is called a Tasmanian devil, isn't it? Or...
Well, there is a Tasmanian devil.
It's a
little bad-tempered, growly bear thing, but they're not extinct.
Well, maybe I'm confused. I thought there was a Tasmanian tiger as well. I may be completely wrong.
Maybe there used to be a Tasmanian tiger and now it is extinct.
So would you ever do conservation work?
Well, yeah, definitely, if I had the time. Yes, it's another sort of good intention that doesn't get done, but...
I would like to. I'd like to do some... I was in Costa Rica and I was thinking about doing the turtle conservation.
I think when we're thinking about the environment as a topic, we tend to think about pollution and that sort of thing. And then a secondary sort of thought, maybe the one that comes second, or the effect of that is the effect that we see on animals and their environment. You know, I think we think about our environment first, and then we think about the environment of animals and... You know, the one has a massive effect on the other, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, there's many, many extinct species, many species in danger of extinction right now, and we're focusing more on, you know, we focus more on global warming and things like that on the for our future generations, like you said, for our children and our grandchildren and things like that, without thinking about all the animals that are, well, endangered, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... It's like when you think about the rainforest being destroyed, there's sort of two elements to that. There's the fact that we're losing all of these plants, and that has a negative effect on the planet as a whole in terms of oxygen and all that kind of thing. But there's also the fact that, you know, destroying these huge bits of forest means that we're destroying the habitat of so many animals.
Well, actually, some... conservation groups now are taking animals into captivity to protect them.
Yeah.
And there's some, I don't know which ones, but some sort of rare species of cats and orangutans and things like that have been taken into captivity to allow them to breed and to stop them being killed by, you know, loggers and people cutting down the rainforests. And
it's unbelievable how quickly it's happened when you watch documentaries or whatever about animals and what's happening to their habitat. That I watched one about tigers, and the way that the number of animals had decreased, when you looked at the time scale, it was recent years that it just gone down so dramatically. You know, we've had a devastating effect in a really short period of time.
But it's difficult to know which of the, you know, which of these things are natural fluctuations in, you know, in animal, in habitat and in animal numbers.
Yeah, so but I mean, you know, most of them, things like tigers, you know.
Well, they've just been hunted and mainly, well, recent years more by some countries that use them for medicine,
yeah, yeah.
without naming any. But, you know, they're, I think, the main culprit with tigers at the moment. But, yeah, they need protecting.
Certainly do. It would be a very sad place. I think it's just, imagine something becoming extinct is quite incredible. That's never going to walk the earth again. Irreversible.
Yeah. No, it's very sad. Like the dodo. And the Tasmanian tiger.
You were going to say Tasmanian devil then. I was going to say, oh, don't tell me Tasmanian devils are extinct.
No, but it is called a Tasmanian devil, isn't it? Or...
Well, there is a Tasmanian devil. It's a little bad-tempered, growly bear thing, but they're not extinct.
Well, maybe I'm confused. I thought there was a Tasmanian tiger as well. I may be completely wrong.
Maybe there used to be a Tasmanian tiger and now it is extinct.
So would you ever do conservation work?
Well, yeah, definitely, if I had the time. Yes, it's another sort of good intention that doesn't get done, but...
I would like to. I'd like to do some... I was in Costa Rica and I was thinking about doing the turtle conservation.